Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.
All of Bisky in one studio. It's a miracle.
For us too.
And it's such a joy to have you all here, especially with the news of a new album. Loving it. Hey, there's a lot of excitement. I'm a little bit scared, but I'm sure it's fine. Lots of excitement, lots of colour, and lots of, as we said, new music. We're going to hear something in just a few minutes, the lead single from the new album, which is called Treading Water. I'm going to come to you first, Ruby.
Hello.
First of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
It is lovely to have you with us. I was very excited when I saw news of this because, well, you know, we love you anyway, but there's a lot going on with this album, I have to say, and you actually did describe it, I've had to write it down, as the most ambitious project you've undertaken as a band. How so?
Well, we originally thought this would take about, I don't know, 18 months, 2 years, and we've been working on it for 4 years, and even though we're releasing it at the end of the month, I still don't know if I'm done, honestly. Honestly, but it's okay. Yeah, ambitious in two ways. The first is that we've just basically invited everyone we've ever known to come play on it, and we love a wall of sound anyway, but we've just really gone overboard with the instrumentation, the textures, and we've put lots of work into that. And also we decided that we wanted to record the whole album in English and in Manx, so it's a double album. We've got two discs, one in English, one in Manx, 12 songs on each, and apparently that's a world first. I didn't actually realise until Culture Vannon had posted about it this week.
That's very exciting. And it's and we should say, it's a good year for it.
It is the perfect year for it. It is the year of Manx language, Blend the Gelga. So we're super pleased to be releasing it this year. And yeah, it's been a long time coming. I'm still feeling just so anxious about it, honestly.
Oh.
But I'm really excited for people to hear it.
Well, there's something about it, isn't it? When you are releasing music and it's stuff you've written yourself, it's like putting your babies out there.
And
it's obviously, by the sound of things, having read the bit of blurb about it, the lovely PR about it, quite deep stuff going on with the lyrics and with the sort of themes.
Mm-hmm. I would call it kind of, so I'm 32 now, the tale of my 20s. And it kind of goes all the way from kind of moving back to the island and dealing with my mental health and dealing with a lot of grief and, hope at the end of all that. But yeah, it's that. So I think the first album we did was a lot of songs I'd written as a teenager. So there were lots of love songs, lots of kind of exciting ones, whereas this one had been written basically entirely in that decade. So it kind of touches on. And I got married when I was 22, so there's nothing to write about love anymore, you know? I'm joking.
She loves Lucas Shanti.
He gets one song in there. It's not very flattering, but.
Oh, dear, this does not bode well.
It's fine.
Well, you have released one of the songs already, which we're going to hear now. So tell us a little bit about Something Terrible.
So, Something Terrible, I wrote when I heard the news about how my dad had died. So my dad died when I was a baby, and it was a strange one because he drowned in the canal in Cambridge, and I grew up knowing that, but I never knew that he drowned himself. It's kind of something that was never said mm-hmm. out loud until someone did, and I was just shocked. And I also felt a little bit embarrassed that I didn't know. So that's what that song is about.
But it's interesting because it doesn't, if you don't know that, the atmosphere of it is quite bright and, you know, it's really sort of upbeat song, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the contrast is it's quite jarring, really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I like to do that with the particularly sad songs. it's a little sad disco, that one.
A sad disco.
It's a form of masking.
Oh, hang on, say that again, Matt.
It's a form of masking.
Very good, very good. Well, we're going to hear the single now, and then we're going to chat as well with Matt and Jay and find out more about this fabulous album. And then we'll also hear some live music in the studio. But first, this is the lead single from the new album, Treading Water. This is called Something Terrible, and it's Bisky Brisht.
Thank you.
That is the new single from Bisky Brisht. That version is called Something Terrible. How do you say it in Manx then, Ruby?
Rudvis Atjemak.
Rudvis Atjemak. Mm-hmm. Did you do all the translations yourself? I think you had a bit of help, didn't you?
I had a lot of help, Christy. In fact, I did none of the translations myself. They were all done by the amazing Bob Carswell, who I cannot say what an incredible job he did. Because you don't really think about when you're translating something into a different language. There are different ways of saying something, and he's really managed to keep the original meaning of the songs and make them rhyme and make them scan. Like, he's an absolute wizard. So.
He's incredible. Do you know, we just had that conversation actually about him, because it was around Son Manon last week. And so we had this whole conversation about all the translations that he and Fiona McArdle have done for Around Son Manon over the years. And Laura Rowles was there and she was saying exactly that. She said, I give him my songs and he makes them better.
Yeah.
Because he just somehow adds a certain poetry in his Manx, which is incredible. And Matt, lovely to have you with us as well.
It's lovely to be here.
You were just saying off air there, that's the first time you've heard the story behind Something Terrible.
It's true, yeah. We don't really question things too much. To be honest, I think when I hear the lyrics of things, I kind of define my own meaning from them anyway. I don't really pry too much. But that was really fascinating to me. And I found it interesting how it links into the name of the album quite in an interesting way. And apparently, Ruby tells me that was intentional.
Yeah.
It's almost like she planned all this.
I love that you're just finding this out now. It's absolutely brilliant. Because actually, the last time you two were here, you played Treading Water, didn't you?
Yes.
Because it was part of the Songs for Jaxter album, wasn't it? I think. Yeah. As well. And it was a gorgeous piece. So that, I presume that's in a very different form now on the album.
Not hugely different. I think it's had a tiny bit of extra cleaning up. But we wanted to kind of release it in that raw state. So yeah, we didn't add a whole lot to it for the album.
Yeah. Well, Jay, I've not had a chance to listen to the album as yet. Do you speak Manx?
No. My mum speaks Manx and I figure out what she means by context clues. So she'll say like Tammy Goldus and I'll go, okay, it's Wednesday, so she's going to choir, so that word means choir, and then by next Wednesday I've forgotten the word for choir.
But that's a good way to learn, isn't it? And as long as we've got little bits, then you know that's good. Are you going to make an effort now that it's the year of the Manx language? I feel like I'm shaming you. I'm really not. You don't have to learn Manx. It's fine. But I was just intrigued as to how you, when you listen to it, have you listened to the full Manx version of the record?
No, I haven't yet. I listened to the full English version because I personally have been a fan of Bisky Brisht for 5 years. So I've been waiting for this album for 5 years. And I'm like, finally, I get to listen to it.
And you're a multi-instrumentalist, I think. Are you drumming on this one?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not.
No,
I'm
you're
completely
not.
Lying. Matt Parks did the drums. I sing on it, though.
You sing on it? Excellent.
Yeah, I play the drums live.
Yeah. This is very confusing. You've got such a huge amount of people. And actually, we're talking about all the different people you've got on the album there. It does mention, you've got like Samira Royal, haven't you, on
Wonderful
the album.
Mira.
Yeah. Absolute legend. And another legend on the album, Woody the Dog.
Woody Dog.
What does Woody Dog do on the album?
He goes just like this. Oh, oh, oh.
Like a proper singing dog.
He's very beautiful. When we recorded him, we brought him to the studio, Ballygrove Studios, and Joff went in with him, and he starts howling himself to initiate Woody's howling. And then when we were listening back to them afterwards, it was quite hard actually to tell the difference between Joff's howls and Woody's howls, and we're like, is that a dog, is that a Joff? Because I think it would be quite embarrassing actually to put Joff howling on the album, but Woody's beautiful.
I think it'd be funny. And to be honest, you are going to be doing all of this live next week, so is Woody going to make an appearance at the gig?
Joff, is Woody going to make an appearance at the gig?
I don't know.
Well, now we've said it on Manx Radio, Woody's probably listening, and so he's going to have to be there. So I'm going to vote for Woody to be at the gig next week. So you're playing live next week on the drums, Jay? That's the plan?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, do you want to tell us about next week's amazing gig then?
Oh my goodness, maybe. So it's in Laxey Glen Pavilion, and a few weeks ago Ruby went, hey, I want to decorate this place to within an inch of its life. Help me. So I went, all right, cool. And then I got a shoebox and I draped some fabric in it. And then I sent a picture to Ruby. It was the most like inscrutable thing I've ever. I'm like, this is my idea. Do you understand? She's like, no. I'm like, okay, I know what I mean. So I'll start doing it. And we've now bought a ridiculous amount of fabric to decorate the room. But anyway, that was a complete tangent.
Well, no, because now that people, if people are going, they will know it's going to look marvellous as well, yeah, as all sound marvellous.
Yeah, in theory.
And there's lots of people playing as well, isn't
yes,
there?
Yes, many, many musicians. How many extra musicians are we getting?
So we are. Lots. So we're inviting back some past band members to play with us, which is exciting.
Fabulous.
So Kin's coming back to play guitar for us. Jip, who recorded it, will be playing a few songs on French horn. And then I've invited back one of my uni band mates, Jamie. He's going to come play trumpet. And then we've got Tom Corlett on tuba. We have got Katie Lawrence on fiddle. We've got Elizabeth Davison Blythe on fiddle. And we've got Josephine Evans on cello.
Oh my goodness.
So it's going to be a very full stage.
So this is sort of like for your set, and you've also got visiting musicians doing their own sets as well. So tell us what's going on with them.
Do you want to tell us about Julia?
Go on, Matt.
Oh, well, Julia Pedrano, we met, she goes by Julia Trazer as her singing name. And we met her on the circuit with the ukulele festivals and so on. And yeah, I mean, we saw her perform live just on her own. It's just one person with a ukulele, and she just has an amazing, amazing voice, and has this way of sort of just moving people around her. And she's got this really amazing, bright personality that she walks into the room and everyone's already smiling. It's great. So we actually ended up dragging her onto the stage on at the Cheltenham Ukulele Festival as well, because she didn't get a main stage slot. So we were like, well, come play with us, we'll play one of your songs. And that went really nicely, didn't it? So yeah, it's really absolute pleasure to have her coming over, especially for us. We're actually quite honoured, I think.
That is so cool.
Do you want to talk about...
And then we've got local support also from Alice Ash, who is wonderful. She's released her first single quite recently, 6 Feet Under, so I'm very excited to hear her with the full band.
Because that's another new artist on the scene, which is great. And I mean, obviously, Bisky's been around for a few years now, and it's just so good to see, and as of you as well, Jay, with Spaghetti and Hoops, and your own music as well. It's great to see new artists always coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic, and great that you're giving them that support as well. So this is next week. It's at the Laxey Glen. Are there still tickets available?
There are still tickets. They're
going very quickly.
Going really quickly.
Than we expected, yeah,
we're really excited. You know, it's one of those things that I get so nervous putting on our own event, because I think we've done plenty of gigs where we've had about 10 people in the audience, but the tickets are selling really well, and I do think we'll sell out, honestly. So
if you want to go,
They'll be cheaper in advance. So.
We have about one third of the tickets left.
Yeah.
That's where we're at the moment. Yeah. So it's getting...
It's a very full night of music and fabric by the sound of things, which, I mean, what more could you ask for? And the record itself, or the records, mm-hmm. I suppose, available in what formats?
Well, Christy, this is news, actually. We have decided as a band that we're not going to release them on streaming services because of the exploitation, and you get zero money from it. When we released the first album, we did actually receive some money, but the amount of artists that are on these services now, like Spotify, means that the fraction of money you get per play is less and less and less. So even though we receive more plays than we used to, we're receiving less money than ever. So it's just a huge call out to our fans, really, to support us. So the album will be available as a double CD, and it will be available for a digital download as well.
Fantastic. Do you know what? You're not the only ones. I was talking to Jeff Jepson recently as well. He's coming off all the streaming sites too. And I think all power to you. All power to you. Good on you. So make sure you get yourselves copies of this album. And of course, these albums are expensive to do. Not possible without support, are they?
Yeah, we are very lucky to receive support from the Isle of Man Arts Council and from Culture Vannon as well. And it would not have been possible to be in a studio for 4 years recording and mixing and mastering. Yeah.
That's a lot of tea
without
and biscuits.
The financial support that they've given us. Yeah.
Huge thanks to them. Mm-hmm. Gurumai Mori. Well, we're going to have a song from Sam Fender. It's the latest from Sam Fender. You're a Sam Fender fan, Jay, is that right?
I enjoy what I've heard of Sam Fender.
Some of Sam Fender stuff, great. We'll see what you think of this one. And then we're going to kind of scurry around and make the studio ready for some live music from all of these many wonderful musicians. I am just going to say, though, I'm sad Woody's not here. You're all beautiful, but I'd rather it was Woody, quite frankly. This is Sam Fender and Treadmill. Telling everyone I know. It's Saint Etienne. And Confidence Man is called Brand New Me. We are loving that. Brand new music. Oh, just see what I did there. I'm so Alan. Brand new music now from Bisky Breech, who are going to play a new song, which I have not heard before, which I'm guessing is from the new album Treading Water, Ruby.
It is from the new album. This song is called Gorse, or in Manx, Atchin.
Lovely. Take it away, guys.
I went outside the first time today. I've been hiding away. The air was sweet with the smell of the gorse from the hill. I think summer's here, 'cause the sky is clear, but the doors are closed and our lives postponed. Are you close to tears? Is it a week's or years? In my chest I feel it aches, and we're uncertain, we're afraid. And are you lonely? Miss your mother, all that hope for when it's over. I never felt quite so exhausted. Most days I just lie in bed. The sun shines bright through my window and I cannot sleep. So I'll make my bed, I'll get dressed instead, open up my door like I would before. And the gorse smells sweet, it floats down the street.
So beautiful. Bisky Breech live in the studio. They're going to stick around with us and stay with us till after five and play another song for us, which I am absolutely delighted about. Oh, I have just had the most joyous few minutes not listening to Richard Hawley, actually, even though I absolutely love Richard Hawley. I've just been sound checking Bisky Breech for their next song they're going to play for us, and it's the most joyous thing. Oh, I love it. Ruby, for those that have just tuned in, because sometimes people can only listen to half the show, just for those that have, just remind us what your new album is called and where people will be able to get it in about next week as well.
So the album is called Treading Water / Brebel Ushter, and it'll be out on Friday the 30th on CD, which you can buy from our website or from Bandcamp, or on a digital download. And then we are launching the album at Laxey Glen on Saturday the 31st. So please come and join us.
Do come and join us. And it is going to be such a joyous occasion. It really is. And the album is, it's not just the fact that it is in two entirely different languages, recorded twice especially, but some of the themes on it are really important. And I think it's something that a lot of people will be able to relate to. So definitely one that is worth getting your hands on. Can I just ask about the artwork as well? Because I love the album cover.
Ah, thank you. So it's an old photo of my great Nana Mona, which I got from my Nana Wendy, and our lovely friend Sarah Handy has stitched all over it. It's Handy because she's so handy. Sarah Handy has stitched all over it and made it very beautiful, and yeah.
It is gorgeous, it is. You'll definitely be able to recognise the album when you see the cover. Well, you're going to play out with a song for us, another song. What is it you're going to play for us? Tell us a bit about it.
This song is called Outside Again / Charles Marie Riecht, and it's one of those sneaky deceptive ones. It's a silly fun hoe down, but it's actually about me being too afraid to go outside.
Oh, Ruby!
It's been a tough decade, Christy.
you need a companion, like a woody companion.
I do need a woody dog, don't I?
You need a woody
Can
dog
I borrow
companion?
A woody dog? My cats don't like it outside.
Well, it's been amazing having you all with us again. We're so delighted you've got this second album out, Treading Water. Get your paws on it now. You will not regret it, I promise you. And by way of letting you know how wonderful it is, let's have some Biscuit Bisht again live in the studio. Take it away, guys.
Thank you, Christy.
Well, maybe I'm just still, but I think that shifts the blame. Why is it so hard for me to go outside again, to go outside, to go outside again? So I might buy new clothes or freshly dye my hair. Any kind of reason to make me go out there outside again, to go outside, to go outside again, outside again. To go outside again. Yep, yep, my head's starting to hurt. I'm feeling really sick. I knew that would go away if I just went out quick outside again. To go outside, to go outside again. And now the sun it shines, I should make the most of it. But I resent that sentiment and pressure makes me quit. So I'll stay home instead. Maybe cry then go.
Is so special already, and all I've heard is one recorded song and two live ones, but I love it. I love it. It's amazing. Thank you all so much for being here. Giramai Moro, and all the best for next week, Eggfi, for the gig. It's going to be an excellent one. I know it is. And if you've not got your tickets yet, make sure you do. You don't want to regret missing out on this one, because you've got Bisky, you've got Alice Ash, you've got, what's the name of the person that's coming
over?
Julie Trazer as well, and a host of guest musicians. If you don't bring Woody the dog, though, Joff, I will be very upset. I'm just putting it out there as ever. Thanks again, guys. This is Wolf Alice and White Horses.
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.